This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. This is Jerome Anthony and you're tuned into In The News. Today is October 21st and the biggest news of the day was Haryana and Maharashtra going to assembly polls. I have two of my colleagues, Nachiket Deuskar and Atharva Pandit, who are going to talk about what really happened in both the states today and what are we going to look forward to as results are going to be declared on the 24th of October. Hi and welcome to the show, Atharva and Nachiket.
Hi Jerome,
glad to be on the show.
Well, even I'm glad to have you guys. We waited almost the entire day to, you know, get you guys on the show. So let me begin with what really happened in Maharashtra. Atharv, can you tell us what was the voting percentage?
So the voting percentage, as a matter of fact, is being updated even as we speak by the Election Commission. At 6 p.m., as of 6 p.m., they said that the voting turnout was at 60.5%. However, as I said, it is being updated. The voting turnout was, I mean, initially by 10:30, 11 or something in the morning, it had not crossed, I think, 10%, even 10%, okay, which was a concern, and that was being closely watched. But
what was the reason for this low voter turnout early?
The main reason, perhaps a lot of political commentators and observers have said that the main reason might be because parts of Maharashtra were experiencing rainfall, okay, heavy rainfall, okay, and that was something that was predicted by the IMD yesterday.
Okay.
So there was a lot of speculation that could affect the polling percentage.
Okay.
I am not sure whether it actually did, because compared to 2014, 5 years ago, the voting turnout as of 6 p.m. is only marginally low, in the sense that at 6 p.m. it was 60.5%, and in 2014 it was 63.8%.
Alright, so 3% difference there.
Exactly.
Alright, not much exactly, I mean, as you mentioned, average. But so what are the key takeaways today? What do exit polls suggest?
So the exit polls have revealed a very disturbing picture for Maharashtra Congress, because two of their former chief ministers are losing from their constituencies. So Prithviraj Chauhan is losing, as is Ashok Chauhan. They both have been former chief ministers of Maharashtra.
Right.
So Balasaheb Thorat, who was appointed as the Maharashtra Congress chief about 6 months ago, is also losing from his constituency.
Okay.
And that's a significant development for negative development for Maharashtra. Okay. Then Baramati, which is supposed to be and which is known historically to be a Pawar stronghold, Sharad Pawar stronghold, that is a little imbalance. That so Ajit Pawar's fate from Baramati hangs in balance.
Okay.
That's too close to call. So that's a very significant development. And on the other side, the turncoats are supposed to be winning. So, for
okay,
instance, Radhakrishna Vikhe Patil, who was a major and who was a senior Congress leader in Maharashtra,
mm-hmm,
and who switched to BJP along with his son, is winning.
Let me just halt you here. Atharv, what is the reason for this? Why are these stalwarts from the Congress, not even, I mean, exit polls are saying that they are not going to be winning. Has the BJP Shiv Sena alliance made a dent there, or is it BJP only or the Shiv Sena?
I think that it's the numbers are saying that in fact the Shiv Sena is crossing the 100 seat mark for the first time in its history.
Okay.
They're winning 102 seats, which,
okay,
is a very significant development.
Okay.
So if we go by these numbers alone, then we can say that it's not just the BJP but also the Shiv Sena which might be denting all these stalwarts and their prospects in their respective constituencies.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, there's also this whole thing that the BJP and the Shiv Sena, prominently the BJP, has done in Maharashtra, which is that they have actually, they have actually pushed a lot in all these important constituencies, in the sense that Baramati,
mm-hmm,
or Karar South, from where Prithviraj Chauhan is contesting, all of these constituencies have been prime focus for the BJP because they wanted all these senior Congress leaders to concentrate only on their constituencies and not go outside and campaign for their parties elsewhere.
Okay.
So senior Congress leader Ashok Chauhan has refuted this and said that he has in fact gone and held rallies elsewhere. But if you look at Prithviraj Chauhan, he has absolutely been limited to Karar South and he hasn't been anywhere else much.
Okay.
It's also the case with Balasaheb Thorat. and also Mumbai Congress chief Gaikwad, Eknath Gaikwad. So these are the factors that have come into play. BJP has limited all these leaders into their bastions, and they have not allowed, so to speak, these leaders to, you know, campaign outside.
Right. Another thing, Athar, you mentioned that the Shiv Sena has indeed achieved a milestone.
Correct.
So if the Shiv Sena and the BJP combined, you know, have a majority, how would it affect their ranking? As in, you know, who would become the chief minister, who would become the deputy chief minister? Will there be any development there? As in, can you tell us what would happen?
See, first of all, there's no doubt about the fact that the chief ministerial position would go to BJP, would go to Devendra Fadnavis.
Okay.
There's no doubt about that, because Uddhav Thackeray has said that Aditya Thackeray, who is the prominent face for Sena this time around, is not ready to be the chief minister yet.
Okay.
And the BJP has always said that in Maharashtra, Devendra Fadnavis is going to be the chief minister. So that's, we can set aside that question.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, if the numbers hold true and if Shiv Sena manages to gain 102 seats, then that would be a significant development in the alliance itself, because that Shiv Sena would like to project this as their win. As you know, as their and they would like to gain prominence. They have been reduced to a junior brother status since 2014.
Okay.
So now for them, it's an opportunity to come back and bounce back. Okay. And this they will project in, I mean, in several areas. I mean, they would continue to criticize. They would in fact intensify their criticism of the BJP by being within the government. And secondly, the BMC elections for 2022, they might gain the upper hand in those elections as well. They were staring at kind of decimation in BMC as well. The 2017 BMC elections had shown that. And BMC has been a Shiv Sena bastion for the longest time. So in that sense, it would provide an opportunity. It would provide a golden opportunity for the Shiv Sena to bounce back.
All right, there. Just let me get in Nachiket into the conversation. Nachiket, what's really happening in Haryana? Manohar Lal Khattar, is he coming out in flying colors?
So the voter turnout, as we know it right now, is about 64%. But again, the Election Commission is expected to revise this turnout once they have more information from some of the constituencies. This is significantly lesser than what it was in 2014. It was 76%.
Okay.
Remember, 2014 was an anti-incumbency vote.
Okay.
We do not know what the 64% or whatever the final number is, what does it mean?
Mm-hmm.
We would know that once the final result is out on the 24th, and depending on which seats, which party wins, we might be able to understand what has happened. Why has the voter turnout fallen there?
Okay.
Besides that, of course, the exit polls have been put out by a lot of news organizations and survey agencies. And again, they are also projecting a sweep for the BJP and decimation of the opposition parties.
All right. Quite interesting there. Again, same question, Nachiket. Do you think factors like the Balakot airstrike, what were the factors that really had that kind of impact for the BJP?
Well, speaking to Network 18 a few days ago, BJP National President Amit Shah himself said that Article 370, or rather abrogation of Article 370 that gave special status to Jammu and Kashmir, strengthened BJP's position in Haryana.
Okay.
Balakot also is an important factor.
Mm-hmm.
We need to understand that a significant percentage of Haryana's population is in some way linked to the armed forces.
Mm-hmm.
And so things like abrogation of Article 370 or Balakot airstrike are important factors. These were important factors in the election, and we saw the Prime Minister, the BJP President, the Chief Minister talk about these issues again and again throughout the campaign.
Okay.
So I think it was a major issue.
Okay.
And it might have actually helped the BJP, as the exit polls suggest.
Changed sentiments, at least of the people. Right. So now the News 18 Ipsos, what are the numbers that the exit poll of News 18 Ipsos is giving the BJP in Haryana? And what was their mandate? What had they thought of?
Right. The BJP was very clear, and they had publicly stated that they have a Mission 75, which means they wanted to win at least 75 out of 90 assembly seats in Haryana. Now, the News 18 Ipsos exit poll suggests that BJP could actually win 75 seats.
Mm-hmm.
they've given 10 seats to the Congress and 2 to Jananayak Janata Party, which is a new party. This is the first assembly election.
Okay.
And INLD, which used to be a very strong party in the state, has may not actually open its account.
Whoa.
So these are key developments, and the most important thing here is that the BJP, from they won 47 last time, they've gone to 75 this time.
Alright, that's and a significant achievement for
them. It is, and it's even more significant when we look at it from the 2009 point of view. In 2009, BJP had 4 seats.
Whoa.
So in 10 years, they've gone from 4 to 75 in an assembly of 90 seats.
Okay.
That is, of course, if these exit polls numbers are going to hold.
So my next question to you is, Nachiket, that will Manohar Lal Khattar be appointed as the chief minister again, given that for Devendra Fadnavis and for Manohar Lal Khattar, this was their second, as in this is the second term that they could be serving. But what do you think? Like, you know, at least in Maharashtra, it's quite clear that Devendra Fadnavis could be the CM again. What about in Haryana?
Again, I think it's too early to speculate if Khattar would be given a second term or not. We are still waiting for the results on 24th of October. But I don't think BJP would want to alter, let's call it a winning combination. Manohar Lal Khattar has delivered 5 years, and I mean, they would like to say that he has delivered, and that's how they're getting this mandate again, right? So if this is their winning formula, if they've improved their tally, I don't see a reason why they would want to change that. But again, it remains to be seen what happens.
Alright, sounds quite fair there. Thanks, Athar, and thank you, Nachiket.
Thanks, Jerome.
Thank you, Jerome.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers curated market data, independent equity analysis, exclusive trading recommendations, and actionable investment ideas to subscribers. In the Great Diwali discount offer, you can get access to Money Control Pro for as little as Rs. 289 for a year. Use code Diwali. The offer is valid on the web and Android devices. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app.
With that, we wrap this episode of In the News. In case you have any query or suggestion, please do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that's mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.